Oh, fucking ages. Do you know what I did? I left the keys of my car in my car last night. And there was I looking for them in the kitchen. Apart from anything else, if somebody wanted to steal my electric car, they could have. But they'd have found the keys in the front seat. I don't know, what was I doing when I arrived home yesterday? Oh, okay, I'll get my seatbelt on. Good, excellent. Good morning, listeners. Good morning from Ireland. I can hardly believe I got a yellow golf hat on. Yeah, from a company called Ping. I don't know where it came from. I didn't buy it. Silly me. I've got 18% on my battery left. Right, turn everything off. Keep all windows closed. Drive at a slow speed. Don't exceed 95 kilometers per hour. Says the flashing light. I've come up with a new idea. I'm going to propose a motion to our golf society that, provided due notice is given, that it is okay for a member of the golf society to submit an officially registered score for having played 18 holes of golf on the day, a signed scorecard on the same day as our golfer of the year outing tournament, call it what you like, is taking place in a place which is a long way away from Cork or anywhere else for that matter. Yeah, I think that would bring in more people. People in North America could play in the Golf of the Year competition. People in Germany could play. People in Scotland could play. People in England could play. People in Spain could play. I don't see how they could object to that. Especially if the vote was permitted, if the people in other countries were permitted to have a vote. Yeah, I was shouted down. Well, that's not fair. I was told it wasn't possible by last year's committee. I'm not even sure if it was possible. Told it wasn't desirable by last year's committee. But I'm not giving up. There's an outing to a course called Blessington coming up in the foreseeable future, and I'm not going to be able to play in it because I'm damned if I'm going to drive all the way up to Blessington, wherever that is, somewhere near Dublin, in order to be able to play in that competition. I don't even mind if it's an official club competition that they have to play in their home club. But some way for us to be able to play is what I want. It's pouring sun. Absolutely bucketing down. This sun is enveloping us. There's barely a cloud in the sky in Cork. And I did hear that there was a yellow rain warning. No, yellow sun warning for the south coast of Ireland. I think it was the south and the west. Oh dear. what on earth is happening to my podcast, Getting Back Into Golf? I really have to record snippets of conversation with people about what it's like to get back into golf after a decent long break. Not necessarily as long as I had, and not necessarily as long as some people had, but at least a decent break. What's it like from the point of view of playing golf? How's your game? How's your swing? How's your putting? How's your chipping? How's your everything? But also, how's your interaction with other players? If you don't have a regular four ball, if you don't have a regular two ball, three ball, any balls, you don't have regular balls to play with. And after you played your first round back, what's it feel like? Or even after you played the first hole? You can't have a fully interesting podcast if the only thing is yourself on it. I got to interview the pro in Cove. Next time I have a lesson with him, I'm going to interview him. Yeah, I think he'd like it. He's kind of a bit intrigued about podcast, and he'd like his name to get out there. I think his name is Connor. Connor. Oh God, this is terrible. Connor. I can't remember Connor's surname. Connor Keane? No, he's somebody else I used to know. Down to 64 kilometers left in the car, doing less than 80 kilometers per hour. Do you know, if this driving slowly lark works, after all the limit, the speed limit is 120 and I'm driving at 78. That's called slow, isn't it? Sure, I could drive to Dublin at 78. I don't know if it would add extra time. I could even put this car on fixed speed. Anyway, I'm going off the topic of getting back into golf and what's your early morning like. The ambient sound of an Irishman rising on a Sunday morning to play his favourite pastime. Back to the studio.